Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a couple of things here for you. This is, well, we're talking about beer on break here. So we know that there's gators in Florida. We know that they have gators. We know that they have snakes and boa constrictors and all this other stuff. But of all the things that I have ever seen, I never thought I would see like a legit, straight up bear come out of the ocean. This is crazy. So this was in Destin. And I know, look, I know that they have bear. I know that there are bears in Florida. I know that. But this was kind of wild. Like all these beachgoers, they were at the in the surf in Destin. And all of a sudden, a bear comes up out of the water. They said it was pretty bewildering. And it showed, and it was a younger bear. It was a young black bear. And the cub is, you know, playing in the knee-deep water right there with all the... And someone said that a man was yelling out bear, and you would expect shark or dolphin, but not bear. And it was a really crowded beach. And they said that, you know, everybody said that they thought, you know, it was nice to see him, you know, play. He's fine in the water. He was, you know, safe in the water. But my... one of the things that a charter boat captain told the New York Post is that it's not uncommon for bears to swim in the Gulf. He's like, I've seen it multiple times. He's like, they swim across the bay. Sometimes they go for a swim. He's like, everybody has cell phones now and they just get pictures. Florida Fish and Wildlife say there's like 4,000 black bears in Florida. But so here was my concern. If there's a baby bear out there, that means there's a mama bear somewhere. And how many of you are familiar with mama bears in Nat Geo? I mean, yeah. So I'm just saying, kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't want no mama bear to go get nobody. But yeah, now you got to worry about bears in the water in Florida. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
America's been drinking beer from a company that doesn't even know which restroom to use. That's why I created Conservative Dad's Ultra Right 100% Woke-Free Beer. As conservatives, we're constantly getting hit in the face, left and right, by the woke mind virus. But the last place we want it is in our beer. If you know which bathroom to use, you know what beer you should be drinking. Stop giving money to woke corporations that hate our values. And to the rest of you woke corporations, say that from our kids.
I like how he censored himself there, the very end. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. That was a commercial for a beer. They don't, just to tell everybody, they don't advertise on the show or anything. We just hate the fact that an iconic drink that I think is just as American as apple pie and baseball, it's like that it's being destroyed by this Marxist cultural garbage that we see that's affecting everything from football to NASCAR to all this. And can I just say, and I don't care, I can say it because I'm a chick. Guys can't say this. I would rather drink beer that's been brewed by a dad than some chick that does this like 60-second long commercial talking about women that brew beer. I mean, sandwiches is one thing, beer is another. Oh, Joining us right now, though, is the brains behind all of this. This is it's a great beer. It is a really great beer. Seth Weathers is he's been involved in all kinds of politics, national and state level. The website is Ultra Right Beer, and that's actually what it's called. I almost turned this sideways so people could see the can, but it's open. That would have been a disaster. Ultra Right Beer, and I did read the ingredients, and it's I hear that it's actually brewed by eagles on the top of Mount Rushmore. Seth, is that true?
There's some truth to that for sure. But we're excited about it. Your patriotism does increase per beer.
Nice. We don't have like a patriotism alcohol content reader. We should probably get one. Now I have a can here. I've not had it yet. I've had one, like I got it, and then it's been a crazy weekend, so I'm like, oh my gosh, throw it in the fridge, and I'm just gonna wait till you're on air. So I hope it's not bad, but I'm sure it's gonna be delicious.
This will be the test.
Hmm. It's for educational purposes. I feel like I got to say that.
That's true.
Oh, kids, I almost don't want anyone else to get it because so I'm going to tell everybody it's horrible so they don't order it and I can have all. It's actually really good. This is a really good beer. Ultra Right Beer. There's my lipstick stain on it. This is so wait a minute. You got mad because of the Bud Light stuff and you just came out with your own beer.
You know, I don't know that I was I was probably mad.
Again, for education.
I was going to say I didn't get mad. I probably got mad. I got pissed off, I guess would be a way of wording it, when we saw what was going on. And look, as you know, we're seeing this everywhere in 50 different categories of products and stuff, and we can't boycott everything. But I saw this and I said, God, I wish I knew how to make beer. And fun fact, I still don't know how to make beer. However, I have hired people that know how to make beer.
It takes many
years to develop knowledge of making beer.
Right.
So I'm not going to claim to be a brewmaster, but we have an incredible brewmaster.
That's awesome. It tastes great. This is a great beer.
Thank you. It really is a solid beer. A lot of people think we came out of the Bud Light controversy. I think a lot of people think we were trying to copy Bud Light. We're not. This is not beer flavored water. That's what Bud Light is. That's the best thing I can say in your air about their beer.
So I would wash my Ultra Right glasses with Bud Light, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Okay, and then fill them with Ultra Right.
There you go. That makes sense. 100% woke free American beer. So you started this really this was in the works before the Bud Light stuff.
No. This is the most incredible. Like the fact that we have a federal license, we've got state license in multiple states, all the things that's come together and the time that it's come together is almost unbelievable for people in the industry if you ask them if it was possible. So this came about, we put out that video on social media. On my Twitter alone, I think it's somewhere around 46 million views. I think we're around 100 million total views on that ad online everywhere just from being viral. Thank you, Elon Musk. The reality is this actually would not exist without Elon Musk because it would have never been allowed to have the kind of traction it had on social media, on Twitter specifically, that it did had he not taken over previously.
Yeah, you say that on the website, conservatives will no longer complain about big corporations. We're going to dump them. I love that you just created a solution. You just got mad and you're like, I'm not going to boy. I'm just going to create something.
Yes, because the thing is, like, conservatives, we moan and yell about the stuff that happens to, and, companies come out, they dump all over us. Maybe we skip a couple football games, but then we're right back in the stands. And look, I also kind of understand that. Like, I've got kids that want to go to sports events and all these kinds of things, too. We can't boycott everything. If we did, we'd have to turn off the television, everything we're watching right now, because all these parts to video all this is made in communist China. So I understand that. However, we can pick one. I've said for over a decade now, and I just kind of saw this is the moment. Said for over a decade, we have to pick one corporation that takes an egregious dump on conservatives, and we have to single them out and cause permanent economic harm. And that's what's actually happening with Bud Light, with what's going on here. Their brand is decimated. You're not coming. Bud Light is going to forever. It will never reach the levels of what it was. And I actually think it will continue a slow decline down. Right now, you got a lot of corporations, from airlines, et cetera, keeping them afloat. But I think over time, there's going to be less renewals there. And they're going to go and they're going to essentially disappear.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch obviously will survive that. But, Bud Light is a brand within itself, almost like a company within itself. And I think seeing conservatives finally stick to this is incredible. And to be part of that, we're extremely excited. And we've just crashed the surface right now. There's so much stuff coming down the next few weeks that we're excited about with this that I think is going to excite a lot of people as well. So
that's awesome. We're talking with Seth Weathers. He's the CEO of Freedom Speaks Up and also Conservative Dads Ultra right beer. I love that it's also Conservative Dad's ultra right beer, because I feel like that's something you can trust. You know, like my, so I'm from St. Louis. Like I lived legit three blocks away from Anheuser-Busch. I would drive by the Clydesdales almost like every day. If I was like, if I went south, if I had to go to the supermarket or something, I would drive by the Clydesdales almost every day. You could smell the barley and hops in the air at night when it was brewing. And so that was like, to see them do that, Kane and I, as St. Louisans, we're in Dallas now. That hurt. That like hurt my psyche. That hurt my soul. And I was so mad. My family was livid over this. But this is like something my stepdad would make. This is great.
It's an iconic American brand, and they've just decimated it. You know, I've talked to so many people in the industry now, and people are talking. I was talking to a guy that's been in the beer industry for 37 years the other day, and he told me, Seth, I've never seen anything like this. Just the level of destruction to a brand nearly overnight. It's just, there's nothing like it. I mean, they'll do case studies on how they destroyed a brand.
Let me ask you about that, too, because, I mean, I really do think, I mean, it started with conservatives that were really speaking. I think conservatives and some classical liberals and people who just, they want to be left alone. They want their kids to be left alone. But this really was, it even grew past that. I mean, you can't see a company that is so destroyed, it destroys one of its, like, you know, big products and reputations the way they did without half of America doing it.
Agreed. And what's wild about it is, so they, you know, they came out with their initial statement saying that what's her name, the VP of marketing, is on leave. And, you know, some conservatives want to quickly say, oh, victory lap, we won. It was not a victory. You read further into their statement, they're continuing to dump. Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch is continuing to dump on conservatives. You read further into that statement and it talks about her personal safety and their concern for it, implying, oh, we put her in hiding because conservatives are so dangerous because of this backlash. She needs to be, her safety's of concern here. So they're continuing to dumb us. And I know personally, Anheuser is not going to do anything to walk this back. They will not walk it back. They're trying to say, well, it wasn't a full TV ad. It wasn't. No one cares. Do you disavow it or not? They will not. I don't care what anyone thinks. They will never disavow it. And putting someone on a highly paid leave for a little while for their safety from conservatives is not a victory. So these guys, again, permanent economic harm. They need to crash and burn from this. They need to be a burning example for corporations everywhere to leave people alone.
Yeah, completely agree. We're talking to Seth Weathers, who is behind Conservative Dad's ultra right beer, 100% woke free American beer. I love the can too. Please don't ever change the can, because if I see this, if I see this like on store shelves, I'm like, oh, I got to reach for this one. This is the one I'm going to reach for. I mean, that was a great idea.
Thank you. It is a great can. You will see it on store shelves, depending on your state, very soon as well. So we're really excited about that.
So now, do you have others like the koozies? And so just let me get. This is what I grew up with. I grew up with my stepdad who would listen to Jack Buck. Call the cards every summer. He would go outside grilling pork steaks. It's like a thing in St. Louis. He would go out on the deck. He'd put his hat on. He'd have his beers. You know, he'd have all his barbecue implements. And he would go out there and he would grill all afternoon, listen to the game, drink his beer. But he likes to have all the accessories. So can we do we have all that too?
We have it coming. So the koozies, we don't. I think we probably should have sent you some glasses, hats, probably shirts too. But the koozies are coming.
Oh, I want to buy them because I'm going to send it to his Father's Day.
Well, I'll get you some. Don't worry.
Oh, let me buy it. I want to support the company. And I can also I got you this for Father's Day.
Well, you're drinking one of the first. That is
for
from
education.
Our sample run. They're exactly. Education. That's from our first run. There are very few of those original batches. Our first.
So this is like a collector's item. I'm drinking.
Yeah, you're drinking a collector's item.
Jiminy Christmas.
But we are our first major canning begins this week. So we're canning a ton of beer that's getting shipped out to people that have ordered all across the country. You probably know it was a 30-day pre-order. That got extended to 60 days because our first brewer canceled us. I would like to discuss them.
Your first brewer canceled you.
They did.
What?
That was unfortunate. They, they lied. They put it, the press came to them and they were they disowned me three times before the rooster crowed. I felt very harmed by this. People are going to make bad jokes out of that.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's so wow.
It was sacrilegious. However, so they came out. Newsweek is one of the worst, by the way. Those people, if they could be sued for false headlines, I've got like five lawsuits against them. But nonetheless, they, you know, Newsweek, everyone started contacting them, you know, are you going to make this bigoted beer or whatever they called it, to them? And they're like, oh God, no, we're so afraid. No, we didn't know about the ad or anything. I've got emails from them. But again, yeah. I can't say the words I'd like to describe these.
We feel men it.
To
we feel
involved,
it.
But I think you could guess. You could probably guess.
Yeah, I can guess some choice dad words. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, men like that are why we, quote unquote, men like that are why we have the problem we have in America, which is part of why we're doing what we're doing. And I'm sick of men being that word I won't use on your show because I respect your show.
Oh, thank
However,
you.
There's a lot of men in America that currently are in that unfortunate situation. And I think testosterone would help for sure. But there's a lot of other things. And again, we're trying to encourage people through the, this is a movement. This is a movement that's a catalyst, this beer, and I want it to be the best beer in the world, but we also have a movement and I think people have joined on. They see what we're trying to do. And we've got, you know, one thing we're going to be doing in the future is we're going to be putting on all the cans in the future, but not all, many cans in the future are going to have where you can scan a QR code and find out where to register to vote. Because there are a ton of conservatives, even in rural areas, even shockingly high numbers in rural areas, that are conservative, that don't vote. They're literally not registered. And anyone that's drinking Conservative Dad's Ultra Right beer, I am confident if they register to vote, I'll be happy with how they vote. And so that's something that we're coming out with later in the year with our future cans. And I think that's, and we're working with Scott Pressler on that.
I think you just became my best friend saying that. That's one of the smartest things I've ever heard. And I wish all these other people, I wish that Republicans were doing this more and like listen, really like merging out the signing exactly. up, registering people to vote.
We will do more. You know, the Republican Party conventions this past weekend, everyone gets together and is angry at each other over this, that, and the other. And I turned to someone, I said, we're going to register more votes and cause more outcome by just being out in the community, pushing this as the catalyst to get people registered. And we've got like 10 other things like that along the way that we're going to do that we're really excited about. And again, so this will be a lot of people drink beer way more than the amount of people that actually vote. And again, if we can get those people motivated and excited when they're looking at the can, they scan it. We go to Scott Pressler's organization. He has a new organization that's really exciting to help mm-hmm. people register to vote. They handle it from there. We're getting more conservatives to vote. Because it's conservatives talk a lot,
right.
but a lot of them don't vote. They never vote in primaries.
Yeah, they don't. The turnout is what gets us every single time. It's the turnout. This is a great beer. It's Conservative Dad's Ultra Right beer. Is delicious. Y'all can visit ultrarightbeer.com. Shipping starts this week. And if you love America, you're going to start stocking your fridge with it. You're going to start putting it in your coolers. Because everyone thinks that, like, I guess InBev only does Bud Light. I'm like, oh, y'all, you don't realize everything that
it's
they
like
make.
It's like everything.
It's a ton of stuff.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe, by the way, that we didn't pay you for that last line. I want to make that statement, but that was great.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy that you're doing this. Seth Weathers, ultrarightbeer.com. If you love America, you're going to order this beer. And if you're a communist, you're not. So there you go. It's just that simple. This is great. Shipping starts this week. Seth, keep us updated about all the stuff you got coming out, and we'll talk more.
Will do. Thanks,
awesome.
Dana.
Congratulations. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So some of the other, this is interesting. Majority of Americans do not support trans athletes competing against women. Duh. 70% say athletes should only be allowed to compete on sports teams that actually align with their birth gender. Because you keep seeing this huge, significant number of these male athletes who've even competed as men. And then they decide to change over, after they're in their 20s and then start competing against women. It's kind of, you know, good heavens. I wanted to touch back on this story. So this, I told you about the four siblings that were rescued out of the jungle following a Colombian plane crash that killed their mother and the pilot. This is an amazing story. Four children survived 40 days in the Amazon jungle. Age, get this, 13, 9, 4, and 1. Now, the 13-year-old and the 9-year-old apparently knew from their family what fruits to eat, what to do, so they knew how to survive because there was a lot of poisonous fruit, etc. That part of the jungle where they were also found is also notorious for having like jaguars and, you know, all kinds of, I mean, snakes and, you know, poisonous spiders, and not to say, you know, like armed rebels that have been fighting over different, you know, territories. So that's like really significant. 40 days. So they rescue them. The dad was right there when they brought them on stretchers out to go get the medical treatment. They said other than being dehydrated and having insect bites, they're fine. And the 13-year-old is being hailed as like the MVP. Can you imagine like knowing, you know, what fruits to eat, what not, how the water's safe to drink, all this other stuff? That's unbelievable. So good for that kid. That's pretty much awesome. That's pretty awesome. We told you the Gilded Age. That was one of the Andrew Davies things that they came out with like earlier this year. One of the cast members said that Ron DeSantis was a KKK wizard during her Tony Awards speech. So brave to say that, knowing that A, it's not true, and B, you can say whatever you want and there's no accountability.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of the restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something is still very wrong in
America.
Where
is this happening at? For the love of all things holy, where in the hell is this happening at? Nowhere. It's rhetorical. I'm saying because I know the answer. Welcome back to the program. It's Migraine Monday here, the Dana Show. Kane and I we're on the struggle bus. High pressure system moved into Texas and we're dying. You can stream the simulcast of the radio program, Channel 347, DirecTV, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. Why he said this? When did he say this before? He said this before, like a couple of months ago. I was at TPUSA, the event. There was a thing that I did with the Texas folks Friday. Spoke with a lady Saturday, and that's one of the things that I noted. I'm like, where's the oppression taking place? I don't see it. I fail to see the oppression. Just like I noted, I fail to see the oppression of my sex. I'm told by these industry grifters who trade in feminism promises and stories and, you know, horror stories and all of this. I'm told over and over again that I'm somehow so oppressed, which I am not oppressed. Okay. In some instances, I feel like I have more power than dudes do. Honestly, can I be real for a second? I really do feel like chicks got more power than dudes in more ways than one. I really do. And I feel like when these people try to sell us this lie that we're oppressed, you're totally condescending to us. You think we're some stupid mall rats that are going to take your word as gospel truth and that we're going to believe this stuff and internalize it and develop these victim complexes that make us dependent upon the crap you're selling. I don't buy it. Who, to his point, and that's POTUS, who is married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay? Is he like riffing off of Beavis and Butthead? So the newest season of Beavis and Butthead, they weren't thrown out of a restaurant. Beavis and Butthead, no, we're going down this road because it's that stupid. So Beavis and Butthead, like, right, in this, I grew up with that show. I grew up watching Beavis and Butthead. The intro is part of the soundtrack of my life. Very happy to share it with my older offspring. But in one of the latest episodes from the new season, like they want to get married. They want a lady, and they're morons. They go to, you know, the courthouse, and they see all the lines for, you know, getting a marriage. Or they wanted to get, what were they trying to do? They were trying to get some kind of license. Was it not their driver's license? What were they trying to do? I can't. Something. Yeah. And they were like, well, what license can we, this is taking too long. Marriage license. Okay, here we go. There's no line here. Let's go there. So they go in line and they're like, all right, we're here to get a marriage license. And the lady at the desk thinks that they want to marry each other. And the way she talks to them, they're morons. So they're interpreting it as she wants to marry both of them. And they would be in a throuple, which is a word that I wish didn't exist. And this is why I want aliens to blow our rock to bits or smod, whichever. And so they go through with it and they get married and everyone in their town thinks they're gay. And so one of the women that lives in their apartment complex, because this is, they're the older Beavis and Butthead, it goes back and forth. She always like hit them and kicked them because they were creepy and always coming on to her. And then she was like, am I the bad guy? Did I ever react? Cause these guys are gay. Then she's like, oh, I'll take you, you know, to the burger place and I'll buy your meal. It's a sorry. So they go there and they start bickering and then Butthead hits on her and she beats him up and walks out of the restaurant. So it's kind of similar, except no one was thrown out of a restaurant for being gay. So I don't know if that he watched that. Is that something that he watched with Maisie or one of his kids or somebody who lives at the White House? Because all the family lives at the White House now, right? Yeah. I mean, there are more Bidens living in the White House than there are more people illegally registered at one address in Houston, Texas. I mean, what in the hell? It's like a clown car for grifters. That is what they've turned the White House into. They got every Tom, Dick, Harry, Hunter, and Ashley, and everybody else living all up in the White House. I mean, my gosh, we're all paying for that. You know that, right? Like, you're paying for the chef's meals for this white trash grifter family that's all up in the White House like a clown car. I mean, there are more Bidens in the White House than there are Duggars in wherever the hell the Duggars are. That's how crazy it is. So where is he getting this? A person can be married in the morning and thrown. Who in the world throws somebody out of the restaurant for being gay? Kane, what restaurant have you ever been to? Yeah. I've been in a Cracker Barrel and I never see nobody thrown out for being gay.
No, none of that at all.
Gosh, everything is so stupid. Did we accidentally get drunk or something? Were we exposed to fentanyl? I don't know. So stupid. So I just can't figure out why he keeps saying this stuff when it's so easy. Oh, by the way, do you know what he did? Hold up. Do you know? So apparently there was, remember the executive order that it was, what do they call it? I'm looking at my notes here. Biden and Harris sent out this thing about Alphabet stuff and Pride, whatever. And he wants to deploy, apparently, federal agents to protect any kind of Pride events. That, I don't know if you guys saw that. So New York Times has a host, has a piece up about it. It's that he wants Congress to pass the Equality Act, which does something. I don't know. Who the hell knows what this does? He says that he wants his administration to counter the callous and cynical bills. Do you see what they're doing? They're conflating the first two letters of the alphabet with all the other ones, with the two spirit, whatever the hell that is. Sounds like possession, but, you know, who am I? Yeah, it does sound binary. Why are there only two? You know, they're conflating this with all the trans-tifa. That's what they're doing. They're conflating it with trans-tifa. So he had said that, oh, we have to act as a nation. We're going to counter these bills because I don't know what being gay has to do with chopping your bits off, but okay. And they said that he says it's a civil rights violation and that he wants to apparently protect Pride events. They put out a fact sheet. They said that the Justice Department and other agencies are going to designate officials to work with members of the the Alphabet community. This is a little hungry. About issues of concern. Federal funds are going to be dedicated for supporting programs for the parents of Alphabet youth. And police are going to train on helping victims of hate crimes and things like that. I thought all crimes were about hate. But, you know, some crimes are crimier than others. Mm-hmm. Official word now. I'll make up whatever the hell I want because I can. I can identify as whatever I want. I can make up whatever I want. Laws mean nothing. Words mean nothing. Who you are, science, biology. We live in a mad world that it's like Lewis Carroll invented it. So it's crimier. CRIME-IER. Crimier than the regular crime. Do you know that? So like if you murder someone, if you're just like a straight person, a boring straight person, and you murder another boring straight person, and it's a boring murder, it's not as crimey as if you are a boring straight person and you hatefully murder a gay person. Because, see, how your victim likes to have sex is incredibly important as to what if that crime is elevated or not above other crimes. It almost sounds like it's promotion of one group over the other before the law. And you would be right if we didn't live in a completely fabricated, you know, like we are in the Matrix now. So that being said, we're going to have the Fed. We didn't get any of that for the Tea Party stuff. Can we do something real quick? Can we contrast the treatment of the people who just like wore red hats in the streets 7 years ago and the Alphabet people now? People were literally getting waylaid in the street for a red hat. Like if someone saw a red hat, they just exploded into punches. And now what? If you're Alphabet, how do you know though? Like if you're out there, if you're one of the special feds, Special Fed. Oh my gosh. If you're one of the special feds that's out there assigned to protect the alphabet people, then, I mean, do you have to wear like a sign or a bell or something? Like a cow? I don't know. How does that work? Just to alert everyone. I'm special because I like to have sex with other people like this. All of this is built on sex. I just want to like lay that out there one more time. I know you know this, but just to say it makes it sound crazier. So yeah, that's what they were. That's the EO we were talking about last week. That's the thing that they came out with last week. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's weird because they want to protect the alphabet people, but there's no feds to protect the Christians in the schools. There's no, I didn't see any of that, Kane, did you? I didn't see anything like that. I didn't see any executive order about protecting Christian kids in schools from radical trans activists who want to shoot them up and kill them. Wild. I didn't see anything like that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.